Okay, so the first image has been picked for my two favourite images from Northumberland, and I'm about to pick the second. So this is an image that I took at Sea Houses in Northumberland, and it was taken down by the harbour. I think it was taken actually a bit further along the harbour wall, and then I zoomed in with the old telephoto on the camera. And even through the viewfinder, I realised that there was a picture there. I just like the way that everything, the wall is actually going away from you. But there's quite a bit of depth in there. I mean, the texture of the seawall is fantastic as well. You can tell that it's been battered by many, 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 many years of rough seas and things hitting it, and of course fine weather and heat from the sun and all sorts of things. It's quite weathered and battered. But then you've got these things that are actually on the sea wall in the harbour. And I think the thing that really caught my attention was the two bikes on the right hand side. I think if those bikes had been at a slightly different angle, if they'd have been towards the camera, the image might have still worked, but it was the fact that they're looking directly off, or nearly directly off, to the right-hand side, so they're easily identifiable about what they are. You've also got that that roof rack container on top of the car. You've got what I think is a lamppost. It looks like a lamppost. Just a shame that there wasn't a seagull on top of that. Often you find that seagulls will stand on top of those and just sort of like have a look around, but you can't get everything. Then there's the boat, which is probably the key focus of the image. And also, I really just like the positive title of the boat. I mean, Glad Tidings 7 is fantastic. Sea Houses, of course, so there's that recognition of the where it was taken as well, written on, you know, the boat, obviously registered to Sea Houses. And then there's just sort of like a bit of harbour furniture, I suppose is the best way of putting it. Now, when I was looking through the camera viewfinder, I saw this image and I realised that probably the most important thing was going to be where the seagulls were, because there was a lot of them flying about, and often it's a matter of timing to make sure that they're in the right place in the frame. Now, in this case, I took probably about five or six images, and this one was a stronger one with the seagull on the left-hand side, just sort of like banking over. It's recognisable what it is, but it also looks, you know, quite elegantly in flight, which works. I think if it had been in another sort of like area of the frame, it would probably still work, but I do like it over on that left-hand side. It sort of gives a bit of balance, and yeah, it just works. The weather was generally actually quite sunny that day. There was quite a bit of light knocking about, but there was a bit of cloud out over the sea, and that sort of like worked because it's added a layered texture to the background, to the image. So I'm rather pleased with that. I think it would have still worked with a blue background, but you know, it comes together nicely. It's got some texture to the sky, which is great, because sometimes you take an image and you realise that there's plenty going on at the bottom of the frame, but there's not a huge amount of information at the top. And I always like a bit of texture in the sky if possible. I think that really comes from my black and white days doing black and white landscapes. I always like something there to sort of balance the image out. So that is my second image. It is an image I call Glad Tidings. Named after the boat, of course. But, yeah, it's one that I saw through the viewfinder and thought, yeah, that looks like a good image. So that is it for my two pictures. There are some more that can be viewed on my Instagram feed, and I will be adding a gallery to the website very soon. So you'll be able to check through all of my Northumberland pictures then. Until the next time, thanks for downloading the podcast, and I will see you all next time.